kicking the stink out right here at Rosie on the House. That's what we do. Hey, if you've got a remodeling project you'd like to tackle or looking for a great remodeling company, we've started a remodeling company called Rosie on the House Remodeling, and we did it. We are intentionally trying to stay small. We did it because I haven't owned a remodeling company for 11 years, and is it fair to say I missed it?
Your tools were calling out to you from the garage. Rosie, come back to us.
So we opened Rosie on the House Remodeling. You can reach us at the same phone number you reach us all on the broadcast, or you can reach us over the internet, rosieonthehouse.com. We're staying small. We're not intending to get large. If you've got a large project, we've got some great companies that we can refer you to. But if you've got a remodeling project you'd like us to take a look at, we'd be happy to do it. That's 480-998-6961. You know, we were talking about all the feedback the last few shows have generated, and the one on advanced home systems and the energy management computer I was sharing with folks in our seminars, which we're holding yesterday and we're holding again today, this afternoon. We're going to be giving two seminars at the University of Phoenix Stadium, where we're broadcasting live this morning for the Maricopa County Home Shows. We'll be doing a seminar on home security, and we're going to be doing a show on how not to waste money trying to save money on your electric bill. It's really one of my pet peeves. I see people spending hundreds, even thousands of dollars being convinced that this new system, this new gimmick, this new product is going to save you money on your electric bill or on your heating bill up in the winter. It's crazy. So we'll be holding those seminars this afternoon. One of the things, one of my friends here that are at the show today is Integrity Air Conditioning, and they'd like me to let you know, look, if your air conditioning unit's over 10 years old and you need it to be replaced, you need to get in touch with Integrity Air Conditioning. Most air conditioning companies out there are installing AC units that are too big, and they're not doing the research into the real BTU load of the house, and they're not doing the real research as to whether or not the ductwork is in good condition, both the integrity of the return air plenum as well as the supply registers. If you aren't having Integrity out to give you a quote on an air conditioning replacement at your house, you're making a big mistake. Give them a ring. The number is 971-0567. Give them a ring. With that said, Romy, let's say if we can get back to the telephone. We've got Don, who's actually calling with a question on topic today. Topic today is building permits, when to get them, when not to get them, when do you need them, and when don't you need them. Don, what are you trying to tackle in Mesa today, my friend?
Well, the problem is it's already been tackled by an organization I belong to. They had in their hall, they had the asbestos 12-inch square tile ceiling up there, you know, soundproofing or whatever it was called.
Yep.
And they put a drop ceiling and covered that. They also did it without a permit. Is that a permitted situation inside a building to put a drop ceiling in?
Well, Don, when they did it, they had to have dropped some lighting into the drop ceiling, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
at the point they had to move that electric and get lighting into the drop ceiling, they did need a permit. How about air conditioning duct work?
That wasn't involved in it. That was already down lower. The return vents and all that were lower.
Okay, good.
But they put insulation up there too then. One of the return areas was up in the drop ceiling, so they put that milk crate panel in there.
Okay.
But they put insulation in the ceiling, too. But my problem was I tried to talk to them into saying they needed a permit, and I don't think they should be covering asbestos without, you know, is that wrong, or is that just morally wrong, or is that just really wrong?
No, Don, actually, in fact, there probably isn't any dilemma with that at all. Asbestos is only hazardous when it is in a friable state, and those asbestos tile that you've got have paint over the surface of them that are keeping the little lint-type pieces of asbestos locked into the tile, so that isn't going to be a problem at all.
Well, the reason that was one of the reasons they dropped the ceiling. The other one was for aesthetics. That one reason was because those tiles kept falling off the roof, off the ceiling.
Oh, okay. Well, then you may possibly have a friable, a friable condition, but probably not overly significant. But what you might want to do, I would not. One of the strategies and tactics for solving asbestos is actually what we call encapsulation. You know, probably what would have been better before dropping that ceiling is painting it all with a fresh coat of paint. And I would put ductwork from the return air plenum up in the asbestos tile ceiling. I would extend the ductwork all the way down to that egg crate configuration in the drop ceiling so it's not sucking insulation, dust, or asbestos fragments from inside now. Because what you've got now when you've dropped that ceiling is you've now turned that whole area into a return air plenum. I drop the ductwork and only take the return air out of the inside living space itself. We appreciate the call, Don. Thanks a million. If I were you, I'd encourage whoever was in charge of the building department maybe to get a City of Mesa's inspector out there and take a look at it.